The next dictation by Dr. Sharon R. Mesa, MD, is patient Ernestine Jackson, last name J-A-C-K-S-O-N, first name Ernestine, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E. This is a tremor stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Jackson, space E. Tremor stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 8/29/22. Referring physician, Kalpana Chidi, MD. Performing physician, Sharon R. Mays, MD. New paragraph, concluding indication, 76-year-old female with history of hypertension. Her stress test on medication, parentheses. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams Q12H, amlodipine 5 milligrams, amlodipine hydrochlorothiazide 100/25 milligrams, comma, the patient was due for her AM medication at the time of the test. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition, comma, IVCG. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 130 over 70, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute. New paragraph. Two corrections. The medication where it says metoprolol, 25 milligrams Q12H, it should be metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams Q12H. And the baseline ECG would be normal sinus rhythm, early transition, IVCA, not IVCD. To continue, baseline blood pressure, colon 130 of 70, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for only 4 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 136, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 142 over 65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19312, period, new paragraph. Patient experienced shortness of breath. Correction. The patient experienced progressive shortness of breath on the treadmill. Correction. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced progressive shortness of breath, experienced progressive dyspnea on the treadmill. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 METs. The patient had baseline hypertension standing on the treadmill in anticipation of exercise, but a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure 115 over 65 and a heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. There was an isolated VPC during stress and some during early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal lower axis, parasternal thorax, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of good quality for the apical four-chamber view and otherwise of fair to good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced progressive dyspnea with stress, citing her asthma, her symptoms of asthma. And unassociated with significant hypertension. Correction. The patient experienced progressive dyspnea on exertion. Correction. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced progressive dyspnea with stress, unassociated with hypertension, and citing her symptoms of asthma. The patient had three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline hypertension in anticipation of stress, but a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication period. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise consistent with her deconditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormeza, MD.